sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusipha kulela indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuLwezi 2022 ngoGaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Ikho isoko esithe saphiwa isimu yalonyaka. Unite Defeating to End Violence Against Women and Girls.
Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga le-International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso owe 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula.
Bayalisola abe-ZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe-value added tax, lokuphendukisa umthelo owe-import duty, empahleni ezimqoka ezingena eZimbabwe ezifana lokudla zivela kwamanye amazwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga lokukhuthaza ukuqedwa kodubo lokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazana ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Leli langa linanzwa ekuqaleni komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngohlupho lokuhlukumezana ezimulini owe 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umkhankaso owe 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence osungulwe ngokunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women namhlanje uphela ngenyanga ezayo ekampalakazi mhlaka 10 ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele ele International Human Rights Day. Lonyaka ilanga leli linanzwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Unite Activism to End Violence Against Women and Girls. IZimbabwe inanza leli langa loba nje ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana lamantombazana kuhamba phambili emadolobheni lasemaphandleni iningi lisola umumo womnotho omimanzonzo ezombusazwe lenkolo eziphambana lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ubulawayo usungule ukunanza umkhankaso owe 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence ngomcimbi wabalingisi owenzelwe enkulumane hall besenza imidlalo yokulingisa ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama lamantombazana. Udokotela Godfrey Zwairo olwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana uthi abezempilakahle bayamukela abantwana abaningi abadlengulwayo bezokwelatshwa.
Nga ebuya siyase sibona ukuthi umntwana indaba ihambiswe esibhedlela khonapho kulamapholisa so that irekhodwe. Nga ukuthi umntwana uyabe ebanjiwe siyase sithi ahambe ku clinical psychologist esibhedlela empilo wakhona.
Unkosikazi Debra Mukasa weBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association uthi omama lamantombazana bangafukameli udlakela.
Njengathi thina njengabomama sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu njalo siyaxwayisa omama ukuthi bengathuli izindaba ezinjalo. Sinanzelela njalo lokuthi inkolo ziyathiyana.
Abemidlalo yokulingisa bakoBulawayo bananzeleli langa ngokulingisa ngemidlalo ehlukeneyo lokuhlabelela bethi kuqakathekile ukumelana nodlakela emulini. Omunye wabakade besemcimbini wanamuhla ngumqondiso wenhlanganiso yemidlalo yokulingisa eVictory Siyanqoba Trust umnumzana Desire Moyo.
Ilanga lalamhlanje ngelomhlaba wonke inkulumane indawo ekhona esemhlabeni.
EZimbabwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka 2021 ngompandula kuze kube lonyaka ngoNcwabakazi abafundi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lambili 22,000 abemfundo yaphansi laphezulu bagcine bebanjwa ngamandla ukuchiya esikolo ngoba sebezibona bezithwele bengakuhlelanga njalo besesebancane. Ngiwo Bulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso ye Fathers Against Abuse iqhube ingxoxo enkundleni yokuxhumana eGoogle Meet izolo kusihlwa lapho ingcwethi zamalungelo abantwana labenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ebezihlaziya udubo osolusabalele kwele Zimbabwe lokukhuphuka kwenani labantwana abadlwengulwa ngabemuli becina betholakala sebezithwele. Lokhu kungemva kokuphuma kwendaba zabantwana ababili abaleminyaka esishiyangalonye abatholakala bezithwele, omunye wabo ophuma esabelweni secholocho eningizimu yemaNdebeleni ubelethe umntwana oyinkazana kuyona le inyanga, kuthi omunye olokhu ezithwele utholakale eBindura enzikini yesabelo seMashonaland. Sixoxe lonkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetter Man, omunye walabo ababephatheke kulingxoxo.
Okay, iBetter Man Foundation yona yakha ukuthi isebenze kuma communities ngo-2018. Kodwa it had been a vision that had been bottled up for years before that. Nakho kuyikuthi after a realization yokuthi in communities, societies and world over there was a growing gap emntwaneni ongumfana. Ukuthi i-attention isuke yasesiba emntwaneni oyinkazana. Umfana wasangani uyakhohlakala. Ekukhohlakaleni komfana khona lokho, instead of ukuthi i-emancipation of the girl child, it led to it peace, the progress.
Lapha uthi owesilisa kumele laye aphatheke kungxoxwe yona leyo yokuthi abantu abangomama babanjwa njani.
Kumele baphatheke ngokuthi kanti vele yena obamba umuntu ongumama ngubani. Anto nguye owesilisa okwayenza ukuthi umuntu ongumama acine ehlaba umkhosi ngoku-opreswa ngokuthi kanikwa amathuba alingana lawesilisa ngubani. Owesilisa ngoba yibo abahlala in the decision making corridor.
Unkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetter Man esixoxelayo ekoBulawayo. Isinqumo sesicelo sokuthi ummeli wezengeza West edalele iParliamente umnumzana Job Skhala ahlawule imali yesibambiso e-bail kasisethulwanga. Ukuthethwa kwalesi sicelo kudluliselwe phambili kuvikezayo ngolwesibili mhla ka 29 kuLwezi. UMavis Gamos ethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umanji utafadzwa mithi wedlulisele phambili ukwahlulelwa kwalesi sicelo sikamnumzana Job Sikhala esebail esithi uphuzile ukuthola impendulo zamagqwetha kahulumende. Okhulumela umndeni wakosikhala njalo eligqwetha umnumzana Freddy Masarirevu
This was a bail application with respect to the charge of defeating or obstruction. The magistrate said
uManje uthe ngeke akwazi ukwethula isinqumo lamhlanje ngenxa yokuthi abachuchizi bafake impendulo esikhathi sesiphelile. Lezi mpendulo zifakwe izolo. Umthethwandaba wazibona lamhla lezo mpendulo. Ngakho uthe ukungekho esimeni sokusinika isinqumo sebail kuleso sicelo.
UMasarirevu uchasisa njalo ngokuthi kungani engabanga khona uSikhala emthethwandaba lamhla.
Honorable Skala himself did not attend court today. He was exhausted.
Umthonicho uSikhala yena akazange aye emthethwandaba lamhlanje. Ube diniwe, ube siya emthethwandaba kusukela ngomvulo. Ukhathele kakhulu.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla likaSikhala ele-TCCC, uMnumzana Ostalos Gift Siziba, uthi baseselalo ithemba lokuba uzokhululwa lanxa besazimhlophe ukuthi abezanu-PF basebenzisa umthetho ukumkhahlameza.
Noma ke silokuzwa ngeza lokungasukiseki ngendlela ke abasebenza ngayo, kodwa silokuhlonipha ke amadala ngenxa yokubana ke balamandla abaphiwe ngumthetho welizwe esiwuhloniphayo. So kufanele ke siye phambili kakhulu silungise indaba yokubana Honorable Job Sikhala ethole ke ukukhululeka kwakhe.
Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Jemisani Ntungagwa uthi osekusenzakala kulabo abalombono owehlukile lokahulumende kufana xathu nalokho kwakusenzakala ngesikhathi sombuso wabelungu.
Ngesikhathi seRhodesia kwakulomthetho wethiwa yi-Law and Order Maintenance Act. Wawubopha omgabe ama-nationalists labokhomo. Namhla sesithethe ilizwe sokulaminye imithetho njalo, yikho ukwenza kwebandla elibusayo lijwayele ukusebenzisa imithetho ukuthi labo abangazwisani labo bangayindawo.
Kodwa isiphathamandla seZANU-PF uMnumzana Munashe Mututsa uthi umkhokheli wabo uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlezi ekhuthaza ukuchiyana lomkhuba odlakela.
Uyasikhuthaza ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisenze zombusazwe akube yibuciki bengqondo nobuciki bezinto esizithembisayo esibusebenzisa ebantwini ukuze abantu besithande njengebandla kulokuthi sisebenzise udlame lodlakela.
USikhala ubhekane namacala okuphazamisa ukusebenza kuhle komthetho kulandela ukuthunjwa lokubulawa komunye wabasekeli ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change, uNkosikazi Mo Blessing Ali, yena ocatshangelwa ukuba wabulawa ngabezanu-PF. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi AZCTU isola uhulumende ngokukhweza umthelo we-value added tax kanye lokuphendukisa umthelo we-import duty obhadaliswa umuntu ongena eZimbabwe lempahla emqoka efana lokudla ekuthengwe kwamanye amazwe. Umthelo we-duty lo wesulwa nguhulumende kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo esithi wenzela ukuba impilo yabantu ibe ngcono ngoba babethwele nzima ngentengo ephezulu yempahla elizweni. Kodwa izolo umphathi ntambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthe uhulumende usebuyisela umthelo lo ngoba intengo yezinto isizinzile. Wengeze wathi leli nyathelo lijonge njalo ukuthuthukisa amankampani eZimbabwe akade ethathelwa ibhizimusi ngabantu abathenga impahla ngaphandle kwelizwe. Umthelo we-VAT wona ukhwezwe usuka kuchumilane lengxenye ekhulwini waya kuchumilanhlanu ekhulwini. Sixoxele nobhala jikelele we-ZCTU uMnumzana Japhet Moyo.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula ngokuthi phela umthelo lo uzadlulisela kulabo abathengayo. Abamabhizimisi bazaqhubekela phambili besiyathenga ngaphandle kwelizwe bekuletha ke elizweni ke becharge ke umthelo nalo obabebebhadalile ke emaborder. Ama-manufacturers ethu bengakaze kwanise ke ukumanufacture okuchiphileyo okuthize okuningi esikufunayo besikuthola ngaphandle. abantu abaningi kabala imali kade besizakala kakhulu ngentengo ebincwebeka ngokuthi bekutholakala ngaphandle kwamazwe kuzaba nzima ke ekuphela umnyaka abantu bezama ke ukuthi bethabise imuli zabo bazahlangana lobunzima ngoba abakufunayo kuzaba ke kudula.
Ubaba Mthuli Ncube uthi intengo sezizinzile kanti injongo yakhe enkulu lapha ngeyokuthuthukisa amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ukuphakamisa amabhizimisi eZimbabwe ikuthi umuntu akweze esingathi i-aggregate demand. Kufanele ufake imali ezikhwameni zabantu. Abantu kabakwanise ukuba le mali phela ukuthi bekwanise ukuthenga. Yikho umabhizinisi weZimbabwe ke ezathuthuka. Asiboni ke kuyicebo elihle lokuthi okufunakalayo kutholakale kudula. Asiyo ndlela ke yokupromota ke amabhizinisi aphakathi kwelizwe. Enxa izizalane ziza kwehluleka ke ukuthenga ke okwenziwayo phakathi kwelizwe kumbe ukumanufacturayo phakathi kwelizwe, akusoze ke kukhuphule ke umnotho welizwe, njalo asoze ke kukhuphule abamabhizinisi ngoba phela abafanele bekhuphule umnotho welizwe kumbe amabhizinisi ethu ngabantu abaphakathi kwelizwe kufanele bebe le power ke yokuthenga lokhu okuthengiswayo. Sibona ke ngani asilo cebo elikhaliphileyo kumbe elihle elokudulisela abantu ukuze abamabhizinisi bethole imali yeningi.
Umnumzana Japheth Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU.
EleBosnia Herzegovina laqhuba ukhetho ngomfumfu lonyaka. Waphutshwa kahle ukukhankasela ukhetho lolu lokunye lungakenziwa. UChristian Schmidt owahlolisisa ukhetho lolu wethula impumela yalo kuhlangothi olubona ngezomvikela kunhlanganiso ye-United Nations eye-UN Security Council wathi ezinye inhlangothi zikahulumende zavimba ukuba amanye amabandla asebenzise imali ekuqhubeni ukhetho lolu njalo lokuba abanye abantu bengaphatheki kukhetho. USchmidt wangenela kudaba lolu esenzela ukuba ukhetho lolu kuqhutshwe ngemfanelo. Kwakungasoze kuqhutshwe ukhetho lolu ngemfanelo lingangenelanga kudaba lolu. UJeffrey De Laurentiis, umcebisi kahulumende weMelika kuhlangothi lwezemvikela olwe-Security Council, uthi kuqakatheke kakhulu ukwenziwa nguSchmidt ngoba kumele inhlangothi zonke zikahulumende zikhululeke ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Uthi kumele zonke inhlangothi zikahulumende kwele Bosnia Herzegovina zihlolisise udaba lolu olwavezwa njalo ngababehlolisisa ukhetho lolu abakunhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo. Uphinde wathi bonke abantu abakhathazwe yimpumela yokhetho lolu kumele belandele indlela ezibekwe phansi yisisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze konke okuhluphayo kulungiswe. Kuthi kungavunyelwana okumayelana lempumela yokhetho lolu kumele kuhlalwe phansi kubunjwe uhulumende omutsha ukuze ilizwe leli libuswe nguZulu. Ugcizelele esithi lokhu kuza kwenza ukuba kube lengqubekela phambili ngoba abantu bayabe sebezibusa. Elomelika lithi liyakusekela ukuba uSchmidt asebenzise okuthiwa ngama-bond powers ukwenzela ukuba kube lohulumende wabantu kule Bosnia Herzegovina. UDe Laurentiis uthi kwakuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba kusetshenziswe ama-bond powers ukuze kusebenze uhulumende njalo le-Federation Constitutional Court. Uthi elemelika lizaqhubekela phambili lilwela ukuzibusa kwabantu kwele Bosnia Herzegovina ukuze kube lenhlalakahle lokudlelana kwabantu abatshiyeneyo. UDe Laurentiis uthi bazabambisana labantu ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo esikhathini esizayo, kulungiswe ezombusazwe njalo kuguqulwe umnotho ukuze kube lenhlalakahle.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende welemelika. Abalandeli.
Sekunjalo, sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. lalela umsakazo VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khonale kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku. Lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo we-VOA Studio 7. Lize izindaba zemidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar. Sisonke.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu bahalalisela iqembu lakwele Senegal ngokunqoba elikwenze eQatar nge-3-1 emdlalweni wesibaya sika Group A kumncintiswano wezizwe zomhlaba oweWorld Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa khona lekwele Qatar. Kuvika uJoseph Njanji.
Impumelelo namhlanje icho ukuba iqembu leSenegal libe ngelakuqala kumaqembu amele izwekazi laseAfrika kumncintiswano weFIFA World Cup 2022 ukuthola imiklomelo emithathu. Umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uStanislas Mbeke uthi impumelelo izakhuthaza kakhulu amanye amaqembu akwele Afrika aphatheka kulo mncintiswano.
Ukuthi ithemba likhona ukuthi iSenegal iwinile, ukuthi singafaka amanye amatimu eAfrika iveze amatimu anjengabo Ghana, amatimu lawa amanye adliweyo, ukuthi labo bephakamiseni amahlophi ukuthi labo bekwanisa ukuthi beyenze njengayo ke iSenegal ukuthi bezama ukulwisa ukuthi labo befike kuma-final.
Umdlali weqembu leBosso 90 uzibuzise Mahlangu uthi impumelelo yomdlalo wanamhlanje imjabulise kakhulu njalo inhle kakhulu kuzwekazi lase-Afrika jikelele.
Lapha thina as Africans sijabulile into yenziwe yiSenegal ukuthi iyenquba khona leQatar. Sokufake amanye ama-African countries kupicture ukuthi hayi bayashiyeka njani somenze bephushe hard. And iSenegal yenze kahle ungayenza ukuthi uphume kustage African country futhi iphume kustage ngela 3 points or 4 points.
Omunye njalo umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uDaniel Chiweshe uthi besekuvele sekusethusa ukudlala kwamazwe aseAfrika kulo mncintiswano wezwe zomhlaba.
Ya, mina ngithi iSenegal yenze kuhle kakhulu. Good result. And futhi kuzenza amanye amathimu aAfrika ukuthi iphakamise kakhulu ukuthi echama amanye amathimu. Ya, beso ngalathi isiphile la abanye. Zokhanya ngathi thina aAfrika lesifile leyo.
Iqembu leSenegal selemiklomelo emithathu ngemva kokunqoba kwalo namhlanje njalo lihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni imiklomelo yesibaya sika Group A. Amanye amazwe awezwekazi laseAfrika aseQatar kulo mncintiswano ngathi lona eleSenegal, Tunisia, Cameroon, Morocco, le Ghana. Amaqembu amabili azabe ehlezi endaweni eziphezulu kwengalane ekupheleni kwemidlalo ezibayo azadlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano. Emidlalweni yesibaya sika Group B odlalwe namhla iqembu le-Iran linqobele Wales nge-2-0. Balutshwane abakade bekhangelele impumela njengoba iqembu leWales lilabadlali abaloduma abafana loGareth Bale kanye loAaron Ramsey, ikanti le-Iran lona libhaxabulwe nge-6-2 ngele-England emdlalweni walo wokuqala. Iqembu leNgilandi lona elikhangelelwe ukulwisa okuzwayo ukuthola inkezo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 lidlala leqembu elimele iMelika namhlanje ntambama. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Good evening, kuhlelo Woza Friday. Silomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi, yena ecula ekobulawayo. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Sana
intombazana esakhulayo njalo ikhuliswe ngabazali abakholwa ukholo lwesiKristu ezalelwa ngoBulawayo asizweni imbali yakhe.
Ngiphile eWaterford, ngiyafunda eWaterford Primary School, ngaya eTelson Hlabangane High School for my A level and O level. I was born in 1999, 29 September.
Umatawo uthandeza umculo semncane njalo esebenzisana labanye usecindezele amadlalade athize.
Ngilama albums angu-3 in my name, lama singles angu-4 lapho engicule khona lo Ronald Stone, ubaba uMayembere owase eHarare, Donesh labanye nje abacule balapha koBulawayo abahlanganisele umasithi. Ngumuntu okhule engathandi into zokuhlabela kodwa umamami lo baba wethu uma ebuya ebusuku ephuzile angivukisa athi kuzohlabela lo mama laye angiforce futhi ngicile ekhethe. So ngaqala ukuhlabela ngingu-grade 1 ngayisho yena i-president of church ngingu-grade 5.
Njengabanengi ubongi kukhona abamthintayo ukuthi laye angene emculweni.
Deborah, lo Rebecca Malope yiba abantu abangenza ngathandi music kakhulu. Ngasazocabanga ukuhlabela ngemva kokuthi ngisayiyola babantu. I-album yami yayenziwa eVelocity, yayenziwa yokuqala yenziwa ngu-Judge Percy lo Face, eyesibili yenziwa ngu-PMC, and then eyesithathu lamanye amasingle enziwe ayenziwe e-Rock Up Studios ngu-Nashby.
Ubongi ngaphandle kokucula wenza okuningi ekhuluma ngezinto eziphathelene loZulu ukuthi zingalungisiswa njani ekwenza emakhasini okuzilibazisa awe internet social media kulapho atholakala khona.
Itholakala on IG, Instagram as Ubongi Zendebele Princess, on Twitter Bongi Bongi, on Facebook Sibongi Nkosi Bongi Sibanda, or abafuna ukuhlanganela lami bangangithola on +263 713 654 704. The YouTube channel yetu okule TV show yetu ukuthi atalk with Bongi ngene magazine ukuthi YouTube season magazine.
Besikwetshiselo Nkosi Sibanda ubongi kuhlelo oza oza Friday mpela sonto elithukela kini lonke igama lamu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Ezra Chisa Sibanda lapho ubexoxa lo Sibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi ngubongi. Ku live talk namhla sikhangela ukusungulwa komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngodubo lokuhlukumezana ezimulini we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Singakehlukani zihlobo sithi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba kunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. bayalisola abezethithi inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe value added tax lokuphendukisa umthelo owe import duty empahleni ezimqoka ezingena elizweni. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibonga Inkosi Sibanda. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
Murara.